Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim, and even more so for the upcoming Rosh Hashanah this coming week, it's going to be a year of Tichle Shana v'Kiloseha, Tachel Shana v'Berchaseha. We need a lot of brachas, Klal Yisrael, and tremendous sakana. We hope, as in Hashem, the main sakana is there should be Shalom among Yidden. Shalom Lang Yidna at Seinu Akadaisha, the history Chas Shalom of times where there was no Shalom between Yidden is not something that we're proud of. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu make that it should be a time of Shalom. The Medina for 75 years had the schus of supporting Lang Day Torah. Yitz Hashem, it should come back. Klai Yisrael needs all the schusim that we can get. Be'ezos Hashem. We hope that it'll be a year of bracha. When we daven, you have to daven. I say Shalom b'mremav, who has a Shalom aleinu of our Kol Yisrael, from Kol Yisrael, which should be Shalom among Yidden, Be'ezus Hashem. We need the bracha. In learning Chayshem Mishpat, we came upon a chiddush of the Nesivos. Now, Nesivos is a siman lamed aleph, sivkat aleph. It's an incredible chiddush and a tremendous insight into the nature of human beings. The Torah says, "Al pi shnei edim yakum davar," that the edus of two witnesses is what counts. When it comes to laws, financial laws, or halachas of Ibn Ezer, in many areas of halacha, we need two witnesses in order to be able to carry a testimony. Why two? Why not one? Well, simply put, two is better than one. One person lying, we're talking about from Yidden, one person lying is unlikely but possible. Two people lying is less possible. It's twice the odds of one person lying. That's a simple shot. It looks like that's the sheet of the Ktzais and Simen Lamed Simkut and Tes. And I think that that's the way we normally learn. It's the Nesinus that comes with a tremendous Chiddush. Nesivos tells us that it's not just the quantity, that two is more than one. It's the quality of the words of a person. Nature of a person is that when he describes something that he alone has seen, when he's talking to people and describing an experience, he tends to exaggerate or even say things that he's not absolutely sure are true. But dummily, he says things that may be true. The same exact person standing there describing an event to people who knows that there's a second person there who saw it as well is midangdek b'lashaynay. He's careful. He doesn't exaggerate. He doesn't say things that may not be true. After all, he's going to get corrected. There's someone right next to him that knows the truth. An eid echad who comes to say testimony would be somewhat flippant in the way he talks. When there are two Eidim and he knows we're going to question the second witness to see if their testimony matches, it's an entirely different Haggadah Seidus. It's an entirely different statement that's made. This is the way people are. The insight of the way people are is that we take license. When we think we're alone, we take license. When we're with people who know the truth, we're not so quick to do so. This is the insight of the Nesivos. His nafkaminais are described there. What is nogea to us is our ability to fool ourselves. Our ability to say shalom alei nafshi, to think that things are as they should be. When a person davens on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he has the sense, the feeling that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is paying attention, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on, is paying attention. He's more careful not to fool himself. And that's part of the Avodah of this time of the year. Part of the Avodah is don't fool yourself. Don't pretend. Don't make believe. We know there are things that we could do better, that we should do better. That idea, that sense, that feeling that a person is called to task for everything he says. to make sure that what he says is accurate, that's a different story. That is the sense of a person who's honest with himself. And that we need to know with some level of certainty that when we stand in front of the Bari Olam, we're being honest with ourselves. The only way that would be is if you picture the Rabbeinu Shalom listening, talking to you. And that's the sense we have on Yomim Nairaim. Who are you fooling? You were once a Ben Taira in Yeshiva. Didn't you have a certain sense of what your accomplishments would be in life? I meet former Talmidim sometimes. I say, what are you learning? Thank God, many times the answer is an upbeat, very positive answer to be proud of. The other night I met someone, a Taira, wonderful person, was a shir for a number of years. What are you learning? He started sort of mumbling with his tongue. I'm planning to. Well, you're planning to do it. As long as he's talking to himself, he can fool himself. I'm planning to. I will. I won't. He doesn't ignore the fact that he's somebody that doesn't have siddharim. What's going to happen? The years are going to go by. One year, another year, a person will remain in Am Haaretz. A person will come upstairs with any chusim of Torah. God forbid. Ah, so if you're talking to me, you can't fool me. What are you learning? What? Which page? Which staff? Which time? That's what we have to do on Yom Zayran. Be honest with ourselves, not to fool ourselves, and to really plan for an improved and better year. I would suggest, with the fear that I wonder if I can do it, that all of us, or each of us, can in the coming year find a 15-minute Seder somewhere. A 15-minute Seder, maybe before Shacharis on Shabbos, maybe after Shacharis on Shabbos. At some point, we could take a Seder. The Leil Shabbos is getting earlier. Perhaps 15 minutes after the davening on Leil Shabbos. But somewhere, to take a Seder and add it to what we already have. Slowly. Why do I say 15 minutes? I should say 15 hours. Well, you're right, but let's start with 15 minutes. Let's make it happen. And so, the goal is to be honest with yourself. A person has to be honest with himself. It was 1981. It was Simchas Torah. At that point, I had just been married, and we lived in Borough Park. I went to Simchas Torah, to the office, of course, in Yeshiva. And when I came in, I asked Rav Palmer Shaila. Simchas Torah day, I was davening at a minyan near our home in Borough Park, and I knew that I would have a Shaila the next day. There were many Kayanim, and only one or two Levim. And Simchas Torah, when you go through the cycle, you call Kayan Levi Yisrael, five aliyahs. Kayan Levi Yisrael, five aliyahs. Kayan Levi Yisrael. What do you do when you get to a point where you have to call a Kayan? And all the Levim had aliyahs. Does the Kayan get a double aliyah? Or does the Levi get called up again for a double aliyah? So I came into Yeshiva, and I asked Rav the Shaila. So immediately he responded that this Shaila is in the Meshiv Davar, in the Netziv's Tshuva Sefer. At that point, the Tshuva Sefer was out of print. And it was that in the Yeshiva Beis Medrash. Rav Palmer initially said that he doesn't remember the Psak. Subsequently, he said, well, I remember he brings a right from a Bach. The Bach is a Kasha. And the answer to the Kasha is he figured out from the Raya that the Psak was that's the only time you call the Yisrael Bim Kai Levi. Yisrael Bim Kai Levi, never. Only a Simchas Torah in the rounds and rounds of Aliyas. All right, Psak Aloch. I was dancing at that office, and a pup tapped me on the shoulder, called me aside, said, you have a coat? Let's go to my house and look up the Meshiv Davar. Well, I figured that the Rebbe was the Sopik. I was very happy to do it. It was raining. I got my raincoat to walk two blocks to Rebbe's home. As we were going out, Rabbi Talansky, Olav HaShomer, but Rabbi Talansky, I believe today or yesterday is his yahrzeit, the longtime, wonderful head of the dorm, took care of the dorm in the yeshiva and the gabbai in the yeshiva for many Rosh Yeshiva. He said, I heard the shayla, and Rabbi Yaakov, who was Rosh Yeshiva, we asked him, and he said to call up Yisrael v'imkai Levi, the same sack. Rapav said, thank you. And I was sure there went my walk. Rapav said, let's walk anyway. We walked to his home. He took out his Meshiv Dover, well-worn Meshiv Dover, and learned through the truth, which was exactly as he said. As we were walking back to Yeshiva, I got the courage to ask Rabbi, why did we do this? Why did we go home? You remember the tshuva. Rabbi Talansky said that's what it says in the tshuva. Why did we do this? Rav Pab said the following. He said, when you first asked me, I didn't remember. But I wasn't ready to go home in the middle of our coffers. That day on Shmini Atzeres, the prior day, Tamidim had come. Rav Pab had spoken to them about the pasuk Torah Lav B'Shamayim. And Rashi says if it was in Shemayim, you'd have to get it. And he had spoken about that idea, the name of Zalman of Elijah. You shouldn't be lazy to go look things up. And here Rav Pab told me, I spoke about not being lazy to look things up. I said, yes, Yeshayla. I couldn't remember the psak initially. I didn't immediately say I'd go home. He looked at me and he said, a mensch muss sein ehrlich mit sich. A person has to be honest with himself. And I realized that as a tikkun, by not walking home, I should not walk home and look it up. My prior laziness, and he said to me, I figured you wouldn't mind joining me. Muss sein ehrlich mit sich. A very important message. A person has to be honest with himself. If not now, when? If not as Rosh Hashanah approaches, if not as we get into the days of Yamim Neiroim, if not now, when? When be honest with yourself and say, where am I going? Can I be doing better? And find that place for self-improvement. So, this is a thought as we come closer and closer to the Yimei HaDin. Let's try to figure out that maybe something we could do better, don't you think? Something we as individuals could do better, we as a community could do better. More Kabbalahs. We'll work on it. Don't wait till Neila. Let's hope that Toshim Beivosh be a better year. Not just a better year in health, in Parnasa, in Tzarkin Lubanim, in Shalomai, all these things. But let's hope it'll be a better year in earning our way to Olam Haba and having a better eternity. Isn't that the most important thing? Tashem Peivosh should be a year in which I have more chesed, a year in which I accrue more merit in the Olam Ha'emes for what will be the eternity of time. Ah, that's the goal. And therefore, we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That should be a year of chayim, not just physical life, of course physical life, but also spiritual life, a year of improvement for all of us. Rav Gedalia Yeshua brings in the Ur Gedal Yahu, I think in the name of Chedush Yerim, if I remember correctly, Adam Yisayda Me'afar. It's true. It touched the simple meaning is Adam, a man, Yisayda Me'afar. His Yisayda is foundation. He comes from the dust of the earth. But he said, Adam, you said, being a person, may offer, it's to lift yourself up from the offer, lift yourself up from the ground, to pick yourself up and to be able to do better, be more, and it shall be that way in the coming year, Be'ezus Hashem. A good kibbutz shiur to one and all.